Peregrine. I saw Melvin Wood, the tree man, in Malmark while I was buying travel-sized toiletries for my upcoming cruise to nowhere. To keep him from seeing me, I turned to the athletics cosmetics display, where a holographic image of Amy Knobloch hovered above the four words that had made her famous. Single-handed, no excuses. Her penalty kick had won the gold medal game at the last Olympics. She was a local girl, a mass marketer's dream, an amputee who'd become a world-class athlete and a semi-finalist on Pole Dancing with the Stars. Marjorie, my wife, had loved her. At the product launch, she'd lined up for an hour to get Amy's autograph on a giant bottle of shampoo. But Melvin recognized me from the back, and he tapped me on the forearm with one of his calloused hands. "Mr. Breedlove, you be taking a trip." I told him I'd be driving to Charleston tomorrow morning to begin a 5-day Caribbean cruise. I didn't say anything about my hermetic vacation package. Melvin had worked outdoors all his life. "Matree still Dune?" He pronounced it Dune. Right after I met Melvin on jury duty, 10 years ago, he'd come out to Belladonna to prune a big pin oak, the one the Owners Association swore couldn't be saved. Melvin always referred to it as his tree. "Healthy as ever," I said. "And how's the little lady?" No way out of that one. Since I'd been working at my insurance agency on that long-ago weekend, Marjorie had greeted Melvin in the driveway. When he told her that the oak didn't have to come down, that he hated to kill a live tree, that it was like killing one of his own kids, which he didn't have, Marjorie knew she'd found a kindred spirit. After he'd spent a whole day with a handsaw and a bucket of tar for the open wounds, she'd run into him, maybe every other month or so, while she was out grocery shopping. He'd always ask her for an update on his tree. Now I explained that Marjorie had died of a brain aneurysm and that she'd been planning our 45th anniversary trip for a whole year.